I'm here today talking to Dick Gill, Portfolio Manager at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, Improving Public Sector Purchasing. Dick, could you outline for us a little bit about what this report's about?
Thank you, Simon. Yes, our report is a high-level assessment of what the public sector in Scotland has been doing to improve the way it buys goods and services, basically to make savings from better purchasing. Very briefly in the report, we explain that public bodies have estimated they've saved already more than £300 million from better purchasing since 2006. But progress so far has been a little variable and slower than expected in some areas. So we're saying that there's still plenty of scope for the public sector to save more by further improvements in this area.
You mentioned there around £300 million or more than £300 million worth of savings so far. What are some of the other things that you found?
Okay, to get the context, the public sector in Scotland, councils, NHS bodies, central government bodies and so forth, spend about £8 billion a year in total on goods and services. Back in 2006, the Scottish Government set a target that the public sector would get savings of about £700 million over the three-year period. That's about 3% of annual spending on goods and services. The public sector has made some good savings in this area, more than £300 million savings in 2 years through buying goods and services better. But the current economic climate means that, you know, it's really important that the public sector continues that effort, continues to find cash savings without cutting services or quality. Now, one of the reasons we're talking about this is the public sector has got huge collective buying power, and it's got combined purchasing power, which means there's still lots of potential for it to buy goods and services more efficiently and deliver more significant savings.
And what's the impact importance of all this on the public?
The impact for the public is to do with the scale of spending, £8 billion a year. If we can spend that money more efficiently, then that can mean real significant savings for the public. That means better services or more services in other areas. The sort of spending we're talking about, it covers the whole gamut of things within the public sector. It's everything from buying things like new schools or maintaining hospitals to quite ordinary day-to-day things like buying books and IT equipment for schools or buying equipment like syringes and so forth in hospitals. So if we can get better at buying these core goods and services, there's quite a lot of potential for more savings.
And what is it that you think needs to happen now?
Well, most of all, we want to see more savings from increasing collaboration, as I say. Really, there's three areas that we're asking public bodies to think about particularly. Firstly, we want to see public bodies getting better information and sharing better information about savings. We've seen some good savings and some good practice in some areas, but the performance isn't uniformly good. And so sharing information about where savings have been made is very important for getting more savings. Secondly, we want to just make sure that control over purchasing practice is as good as it needs to be. So there is good practice defined out there. We need public bodies to aspire to ensure that they achieve that. And thirdly, we want to see public bodies make purchasing more efficient by increasing the amount of collaborative purchasing.
You mentioned there, you've mentioned a couple of times, collaborative purchasing. Could you explain to me what you mean by that?
Collaborative purchasing is where public bodies combine together to buy together things that they all have a common requirement for. Sometimes that's quite challenging to do because although bodies may have similar requirements, they're not exactly the same, and there's quite a lot of complexity in standardising requirements. But the evidence is that if you can standardise requirements, then that makes the contracts a lot more attractive, or it may make the contracts a lot more attractive to the private sector, and that means you can get better prices. The NHS has been good in this area. One of the things we say in the report is that in the 2 years since 2006, the NHS introduced 150 new collaborative contracts for, you know, really common things like rubber gloves or other items like that. And so far, they've reported savings from those contracts of more than £54 million. That's a good record. The rest of the public sector, the whole of the rest of the public sector, has only managed to introduce 45 contracts in the same period, and the savings figures from those contracts are much less clear-cut. So the NHS has made some good progress in this area, and we want to see other public bodies do the same.
Okay, Dick, thanks for your time.